You know, the problem in this whole economic mess that we're in is that Americans tend to stay put in a country that is shrinking. The GDP in the last two quarters has actually been shrinking in the United States. You need to just get out of the U.S., pick up your passport, hop on a plane, and go somewhere where the economy is actually growing, maybe by 4, 5, or 6%.
Everything a businessman needs to do business and succeed is certainly present in Ghana.
China, did he say? No, he said Ghana. Ghana in Africa. BBC chief economics correspondent Hugh Pym has just returned to London from a reporting trip in the surprisingly prosperous nation of Ghana and joins us now from London. Hugh, thanks for being with us.
Hello, John.
What economic advantages does a nation like Ghana have, and how are they playing out in this recession, which has produced so much economic hardship in many places around the world that are dependent upon prosperity and growth in the West and in places like China?
Well, crucially, John, there was no subprime banking crisis. There is not much of a banking system in many of these African countries. But what is there is not tainted by collapses and loans that have gone wrong. And I was very struck by the vibrancy of one bank I went to, started up 3 years ago. They're aiming to double their branches from 10 to 20 this year. And they are doing it the old-fashioned way, building up savings from people, going out and lending, and quite confident about the future. Obviously, expanding banking across quite a rural nation like Ghana is going to be difficult, but there are great advances they hope to make in mobile phone banking. So I got a general mood of optimism about the future because they still had positive growth and they didn't have a banking crisis and they expect more positive growth over the next few years.
Give us a little insight into the unique qualities of Ghana. I mean, this nation doesn't sit on some deposit of bauxite or something and can basically make a lot of cash by selling aluminum ore. Is it the fact that Ghana is an all-cash economy that shielded it from the subprime mortgage crisis and other sorts of bank default issues?
Well, it does have commodities, as you mentioned, like bauxite and cocoa and gold. And I think the issue there is to increase the efficiency of how they produce it. They're also going to bring oil onshore for the first time at the end of next year. I spoke to the finance minister and he said, I'm not being complacent, but in a few years' time we'll have gold and oil, which is not a bad place to be. So there are those commodities for them to develop. But there's also a sense of entrepreneurialism, particularly in the capital, Accra, a sort of get-up-and-go mentality. And I met a couple of people who'd come back to Ghana, one from the City of London, one from Wall Street. They'd both worked in banking in those communities. They decided they'd rather be back home running businesses there. So a sort of excitement and a bit of a buzz in terms of the people who want to go places in business.
Does Accra have the kind of real estate bubble problems that a place like Luanda down in Angola has, where expats go there? And of course, there's an oil producing country, Angola. People go there and end up spending more for a smaller space in an African capital than they do in a place like London or Paris.
No, because the mortgage market is not really that well developed. It's quite a small minority who have access to mortgage funding at the moment. But the mortgages that are now being offered and expanded by that banker that I referred to earlier, they're looking to people to put up 40% of a deposit, so they'll lend 60%. So there's rather a more prudent attitude to lending. So maybe there won't be a housing boom. But clearly, when oil comes onshore at the end of next year, 2010, that might fuel the sort of problems that you were referring to in terms of pushing up real estate. But there's a determination I detected that they didn't want to let oil distort their economy. They wanted to make oil work for everybody in a sort of sensible long-term fashion.
And an incredibly vibrant music scene in Accra, I should point out, by the way. Ghana is a great sort of pop culture capital there in Africa. Finally, is the takeaway here that cash economies, nations that don't rely on either international credit and do a lot of smaller transactions with much of it in cash, you talked about a 40% deposit in this particular instance, do they have an advantage over other economies in an environment like this?
Well, they do, in the sense that savings are not at risk and there's not a worry amongst consumers. They don't want to put money away safely because they're worried about losing it. But there's an opportunity that's been identified by businesses. I was there with a group of international business people, some from banking, an opportunity to allow people to carry out transactions in the way that we're familiar with through banking, rather than doing them in the informal economy that you referred to. And that's a great opportunity for banks to come in and offer those sort of services, like on mobile phones, for example, leapfrogging, going over the branch sort of banking culture we're used to, straight onto mobiles right out around the country. I should point out, just as a final thought, John, you know, this is a country that isn't completely perfect. They have a budget deficit. They have a government that is dealing with borrowing money overseas. They're not being complacent about that. They have quite high inflation. But, I mean, who doesn't have problems at the moment? And
right.
I think we shouldn't criticise Ghana and other countries for having to borrow a lot, when you certainly look at the US and the UK as pretty large borrowers out there.
Well, and the US and the UK would envy the problems that Ghana has at this point. That's for sure. Hugh Pym, chief economics correspondent for the BBC, thanks so much. Talking about prudence not being something that's low tech in the banking industry in Ghana, where cell phone banking is just one of the innovations.